Hello everyone, welcome to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart, and I'm your host, Colton Urquhart. This show isn't just for young filmmakers, it's for any indie filmmakers trying to go big in the film industry, or if you're just someone really interested in how the filmmaking process works out, or that a 14-year-old has a podcast and he's lecturing you about how to make movies. So let's get it on to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. This is episode 2 of the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart, and it's April 7th, 2020. Today's a pretty big day in the world of television fans as one of the biggest shows of the decade comes to an end, the hilarious and beloved Schitt's Creek. It's going to be a magical night for many as, according to the Farmer's Almanac, there will be a pink moon on top of Moyer's rambling coming to an end. But don't be too sad because it should be a heartwarming episode that's sure to make everyone cry in happiness because, as described on IMDb, the episode is about David stressing over rain on his wedding day, but his family makes it right. Now let's switch over to the big screen news. And now, a short break from the podcast to thank one of our sponsors who cannot have done this without. So thank you so much, and here's their short message for you. 3 failed attempts, and on the 4th we come to Dune, the movie in the making for hundreds of years and believed to be cursed. The first attempt was by Planet of the Apes producer Arthur Jacobs, who aborted the project when he passed away during pre-production. The second was by Jean-Paul Gibbon, and he was going to feature talent from Orson Welles in the film, but he lost all of his funding for the project and eventually had to quit. The next director to attempt Folding Space was Ridley Scott, who intended it to be his follow-up to Alien, a film that comes up a lot in the history of Dune, but he left the project after the death of his older brother during pre-production. The 4th attempt was by David Lynch, but was a huge fail when released in 1984. There's also a failed miniseries in the early 2000s, which was also a disappointment to fans, so this should give you an idea of how highly anticipated this adaptation is for fans of the novel, its sequels, and the resulting franchise. The film will star Oscar Isaac, Timothy Calumet, I think I said that right, Josh Brolin, and will also include big names such as Zendaya, Jason Momoa, and Dave Bautista. Also highly anticipated are the Avatar sequels. The production of Avatar 2 in New Zealand has come to a halt due to the coronavirus, but the release date hasn't changed. Within the next 6.5 years, we can still expect to see 4 new Avatar movies being released as planned. So let's switch it back over to the world of television. So renewed and canceled shows for this week include Queer Eye, which has been renewed for a 6th season, Lost in Space has been renewed and canceled for a 3rd and final season, Station 19 has been renewed for a 4th season, Sex Education has been renewed for a 3rd, Ray Donovan has been canceled, The Crown will take its final bow in season 5, and Better Call Saul has been renewed for a 6th and final season. So that's all for today, and be sure to tune in for the final episode of Schitt's Creek tonight at 8 on Comedy Central, and to go and look at the supermoon of 2020, also known as the pink moon. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon. If you like this episode, then listen to more every week on Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts by searching for the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. If you want to contact us, then our phone number is 775-842-5051. Email us at coltonurquhart@gmail.com or visit our website, sudokuproductions.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you next week. So this isn't what my normal podcasts have been like so far, but I thought I'd change it up a little bit and let me know if this kind of a podcast appeals to you, as well as coexisting with my occasional normal / longer episode with an interview or something more filmmaking related. Thank you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.